are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As we go into a conversation now, we are chatting matters of lifestyle, and Dr. Mariano Tolagbe will be back again, as always, to share some insights on this very segment. This is the Maranatha Drive right here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media, and we're excited to have you over. You see, as we learned last week, right, IBS, which is what the shortness of irritable bowel syndrome is, the shortened phrase of it, is one of the several gastrointestinal diseases, right? And today we want to then be talking about one of those preventative measures that we can take in order to avoid this and other similar diseases. And of course, joining us in discussion is the good doctor, Dr. Tolagbe. Good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon, Derek, and welcome too.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you. It's been a while since we last spoke, right?
Yes. It's been a while.
Trusting that you're doing all right, though, and you're ready for the Sabbath. The week has been good, productive.
Trying to get ready for the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. The week has really been loaded.
Yes. Yeah, thank God for the Sabbath, I guess. Thank God for that rest time.
Yes.
Doc, thank you so much again for joining us to talk to us about these lifestyle matters. And today we want to continue with our discussion from last week, irritable bowel syndrome. And perhaps before we go deeper into it, just a recap on what we touched on in the first, and what, you know, some of those causes of what IBS might be.
Yes, we did say that IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, you know, once the word syndrome is used, you will know that there are several symptoms, and one person might not to another, mm-hmm. compared to another, may not show exactly the same. For instance, in IBS, some people might have dysentery, another person might have constipation. And yet the bottom line is that there are spasms in the GI system, and those spasms will cause either for the food eating to pass very quickly or to slow down too slowly. And so we did look at some things that can be done, like putting hot fermentation on the abdominal area to ease the pain of spasms. And that is one of the big things that can help with this. And it's a very common disease, and it's getting more and more common because habits are changing towards using more of refined foods. And the more refined foods that we eat, the more problems we have with our bowel movement and with GI and so forth. So that has been a problem that is getting more and more common these days because of choices. Lack of exercise is another important choice that we have noted as part of the problems with the gastrointestinal problem. So that's about the highlight
from last week. Okay, maybe As we look at what you've just given us, maybe it would be good to talk about the preventative measures, because, it's just without knowing too much in detail of what it is, you can already see that this is a bit of a uncomfortable thing to deal with. Maybe talk to us about the preventative measures. Is it just the reverse of the causes, you know, where you now exercise, where you now eat less of refined food, or there is more to do in terms of preventing GI infections?
Yes, absolutely. The preventive measures are just not do what caused it. When we talk about gastrointestinal problems, if you can stop doing that which caused it, oh yes, we are on the way to recovery. But then the point then is that many people don't realize there are some things that the definition is different from what they think. And that's what I want to mention at this time. One of the preventative measure of all gastrointestinal problems, because if you look at irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or even colorectal polyps, cancers, and so forth, there's one thing that is common to all: constipation. But when we talk about constipation, what is the definition? And That key note is what I want to emphasize at this time. The definition of constipation is when you are not having as many bowel movements as the number of meals taken per day. So if you eat four times per day, you should move your bowel four times per day.
Is it?
But do we eat two or three times? That's it.
Okay.
If we eat two times per day, we should move our bowels two times per day within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But then, generally, we are taught to eat snacks. That's still food. We take all kind of things between meal times. It is still food. Our body must digest it fully and pass out the waste. But what happens? We don't have that happening. We eat all these snacks, and then it stops the digestion of the one we ate before. It does not allow the one we eat after to digest properly.
Okay.
Then we have constipation. Now, the one thing, ask seasoned gastroenterologists, and they will tell you the common symptom for chronic GI diseases is constipation. No wonder natural healthcare practitioners, one of the first things they will do for any ill health is to clean out the colon.
Okay. Okay.
So they talk about cleansing a lot, because once the colon is cleansed out, that is the first step to recovery. So how do we then avoid getting to the point where we need drastic cleansing of colon, but we can prevent it on a daily basis and then get it into a habit of life? And once we get a good thing into habit, it's easy. In the beginning, it may be difficult, but once we start the wheel rolling and it starts rolling, it's easy to keep on going. So one of the principal preventive measure of gastrointestinal disease is to poop first thing in the morning.
Yeah, so make sure. How do you induce it? Can you induce it if it's not coming?
Well, this is what we need to know.
Yeah.
How do we get it to a point where we don't need to induce it?
Okay, okay.
So that it becomes
natural,
a habit. So that once you wake and you move about a little bit, your body says it's time to go. And then you are able to go that time in the morning when it's more likely, if you're not working night shift, that you'll be at home.
Yeah.
And you have the comfort of your own toilet, and then you can have a good bowel movement in the morning before breakfast. So what do we do? These are seven things. And I actually killed this out from the article, what to do and what not to do, what to eat and what not to eat.
All right.
And but it's very interesting, and I thought this is a wonderful thing for us to share at this time. So seven things. In the morning, drink warm water. If you can find lemon to squeeze into the water, very nice. It will stimulate bowel movement and it will hydrate the body. So putting a flask of water beside your bed in your bedroom is a wonderful thing to do in the evening. So that before you get distracted, drink that water first.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And it must be
number
warm.
If it's warm, it works faster.
Okay. Okay.
But there are some people, it may be difficult for them to get warm water, except they get a hot water flask. But it's good. Right. You said that so right. Better warm. But not ice. Definitely not ice water. Ice holds back everything. Will not allow any movement. In fact, the only time we should drink ice water is when we are hungry at night. But that is that's a digression now. Don't let us digress. But number one is to drink warm water in the morning, if possible with lemon.
Okay.
Warm water in the morning, number one. Wake up in the morning, squeeze a juice of lemon into that water, drink as much as you can drink. 4, 5, 6 cups, that's fine. Drink it. Number two is to consume fiber-rich foods. Remember I mentioned when we talk about IBS that one of the problems is that we are eating more and more refined foods. We need to change that. We need to eat more fiber-rich foods.
Okay.
The only foods that are high in fiber are plant foods. Meat, eggs, fish, they have no fiber. Zero fiber. So increase plants, vegetables, grains with the fiber. The reason why low carb is the fad now is because they have spoiled fiber-rich foods by removing all the fiber. That's why the body can't tolerate it now. Get the fiber back into the food. Whole grains, whole fruits, whole vegetables. Prepare appropriately.
Okay.
Number three is that
maybe,
Doc, we
have before you go to number three, we've got a comment coming through on our WhatsApp line for the listener at home. We're talking about irritable bowel syndrome. Today, we're trying to deal with how to prevent it. And the doctor is just taking us through a list of some items on what you can do to assist yourself. And you can contact us, +27 73 470 3520. The comment here says, when you're talking about that warm water and lemon concoction in the morning, right? Say, hey, why must health be so unpleasant? Can they add something into the lemon water to just make it a bit more palatable? Or hey, we must just get accustomed to it. It's an acquired taste.
It would be better if we acquire the taste.
Okay.
Because once we add anything, it becomes food.
Mm.
And once we add anything, it becomes food. And we don't want it to be food. We want it to be water.
Yeah.
So the only safe thing we can add to water that to make it remain water is lemon or maybe lime.
All right.
But no fruits, nothing in the water.
Mm.
Just take a little at a time and pray, and you get accustomed to it.
True, you will learn it.
So, can I go to number three?
Certainly, you may.
Yeah, so number three is to have some prebiotics, I would say, foods that can be fully digested to help improve gut health. Some people also recommend probiotics for those who really have problems digesting their foods, and this regulates bowel movements. So that's something. And how do you get that? From your fruits, from your vegetables. You see, number two and number three are well taken care of together.
Yeah.
Number four, to aid digestion and stimulate bowel movement, engage in light exercise. Exercise is not difficult. Just walk. Instead of taking that motorcycle ride or parking to the nearest place to the door, park a little bit away and walk.
Yeah. Hey, we even get upset when you can't find that one right by the door.
Walk.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. That's the exercise that
Take
we need.
Take the stairs, not
it
the
does
lift.
It doesn't need to be. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. If you can go up one stair, we go up. Don't take the lift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walk. Climb the stairs or climb the little hill. Instead of break time chit-chatting, walk with your partner at work.
Mm.
Take fresh air outside. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes walk, another 15 minutes walk. When you get back home from work, walk around your building. And if you are blessed that you have walkways where you live, walk. That's the best light exercise that we can do. Mm. Well, if you don't have a place to walk and you have a gym, well, walk on the treadmill. Just walk. And if there's seriously no place, step up and down at your steps. Something, just move. So number five is that we need to reduce stress. Stress interferes with digestion and bowel movement.
Okay.
Enough experiments have been done to show you kink the tail of a cart and you have all the electrodes attached to it and you annoy that cart and you give the cart food, the food will stop digesting. Stress. When we are angry, don't eat at that time. Get rid of the problem first.
Okay.
Face the stressors. Number six is that we should sit in a position where we can move the bowel out very well, and that is in a squatty position. So if we don't have a squatty position, just get a 6 or 7 or 8 inch tall stool, put in your bathroom, put your 2 feet on top of it, it will give you that squatting position.
Okay.
It enables the feces to come out very well and clean out the entire lower level of the colon. It has been known for since the 1800s. I've read it in a book published in 18 something. I don't know if you have heard about J.H. Kellogg talking about proper position in bowel movement. This is the position that has been found to be the best to enable proper bowel movement.
So why are they making these toilet seats like this, Doc? Because, I mean, we've never seen any change. I mean, medical, this is not the first time I'm hearing this idea that squatting is much better. Why is it that
interestingly, the plumbing is not catching up? Yeah, I found that the Japanese still squat. I haven't seen it, but I read somewhere that even in the public toilets, they
have
toilets that have squatting positions where you actually squat like a baby that is just learning how to move his or her bowel. They squat. Mm. That's the natural position that we are supposed to have. But technology, glorious technology, it's giving us a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So now we sit comfortably, and that's not the best position to move our bowel.
Mm. Okay, okay.
Then number seven, before time is all gone, is that we should set aside bowel movement time in the morning to establish a routine and train the body to have regular bowel movement. So in the morning, we should think about it. I'm supposed to have a bowel movement. This is time for me to have a bowel movement. Things like that will help us get into that routine. And I tell you what, if you get into that routine, your gastrointestinal tract will be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And when the GI system is clean, the blood will be clean. And when the blood will be clean, the cells will be clean. Because the blood is what transports all of the nutrients of our food, all the cleaning out of our system. The entire cells in our bodies are cleaned out, transporting oxygen to every cell, taking out carbon dioxide from every cell. Now, if the colon is not clean, that transportation will be hampered. It will not be clean. It will be dirty.
Okay. Okay.
So maybe when we keep that in mind, it will help us to know that our colon must be clean. And I have read several studies that have shown that the villages, the places where technology has not become very, very rampant, they have less cancers, especially cancer of the colon compared to cities and industrial places. So not having bowel movements is one big thing that does not happen in the cities. We're in a hurry. We rush out in the morning, we rush in the afternoon, we rush in every time, and we eat highly refined foods in the cities. But in the villages, we still eat very close to the garden.
Yeah.
Our time is not so rushed in the villages. So moving our bowel first thing in the morning is one of several important tricks or ways to help us clean our bowel and have nothing like all those irritable bowel diseases, movement that are wrong, colitis, colorectal polyps, cancers, and all the rest. It's going to be an important factor that will prevent these things from happening, because if they start and they are already happening, it's more difficult to get rid of.
Yeah, that is so
true. In fact, the diagnosis of cancer can kill. Hearing it alone is a death sentence.
May God help us. May God help us. Doc, sadly, we'll have to leave it there for today. But thank you so much for chatting to us. And I think we've learned a lot. And some of these conversations are a bit uncomfortable, but I think they're very necessary, especially if it concerns our health, our lifestyle. It's definitely worth having. Really appreciate your time. May God bless you and have a blessed Sabbath.
Thank you, and I wish you the same.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.